A bill to create a $5 billion Environmental Bond Act to promote clean water, clean air, and to preserve public land is in the early stages of discussion in the Senate and Assembly. But at a hearing on the budget for the Cuomo administration's Department of Environmental Conservation, advocates expressed more concerns over the 30% reduction in staffing over the past several years. Paul Gallet with the Hudson River Keeper says the agency, known as the DEC, has suffered budget cuts for over a decade, and it now has 3,000 employees compared to a high of 4,200 in the early 2000s. And he says some essential tasks are not getting done, like the proper monitoring of water quality permits by industries that border New York's lakes and rivers.
We are flying blind with regard to the bad actors, and we're flying blind with regard to the companies that are operating on tooth and a margin after too many years of recession.
Gallet says he worked for the DEC in the 1990s, and he says even with full staffing, many worked overtime to keep up with the demands.
And I call on you to investigate whether the cuts to DEC are disproportionate to the cuts to other agencies since the 90s. And I call on you and I challenge you to investigate what the impacts have been.
Others praised the environmental agency for creating a pesticide registry, but lamented that there were not enough people to implement it. Adrian Esposito with Citizens Campaign for the Environment is from the South Shore of Long Island. She lived through Superstorm Sandy last year. She says DEC employees were taken from their regular tasks and assigned to work on storm recovery, which she greatly appreciates. But she says in a time of climate change, it's important to have enough people to respond to weather disasters without disrupting other important tasks.
I feel like sometimes the environmental agency is looked upon as this luxury item or this thing that's not a necessity that we can cut and trim and cut to the bone or do away with during hard times. And that is a falsehood.
Esposito, speaking afterwards, says she does back a bond act, but says it has to be done right with realistic numbers of workers to carry it out.
We have programs right now that are not being implemented, not being regulated, and we're not doing more with less. We're doing less with less. We can't substitute a marketing phrase for a real meaningful change here in New York.
Environmental Commissioner Joe Martens did not testify. He sent a deputy commissioner instead. Assembly Environmental Committee Chair Robert Sweeney devoted more questions to Deputy Commissioner Ann Reynolds on hydrofracking than on the proposed bond act.
Let me ask you if there is a the obvious question whether there is a time frame for some decision on fracking.
Reynolds' answer, like those of her boss and others in the Cuomo administration, was noncommittal.
There isn't a time frame at this point.
Reynolds says the agency is still working to answer 100,000 public comments submitted last January and still waiting for Governor Cuomo's health commissioner to finish a review that was begun nearly a year ago.
Do you have any indication from the Department of Health on when their process might be completed?
I don't.
Esposito, with Citizens Campaign for the Environment, says while her group wants careful consideration of fracking before a decision's made, she says it's taking attention away from other issues, like coping with climate change. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.